Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Listen, Around the House with Eric G. We're going to have a good time today. I'm sitting in here with producer Jordan.
We got a heck of a show today.
We do. So we're going to talk, you know, we always talk about home improvement for 2 hours, which that's what this show's about. It could be inside. It could be outside. It could be we're talking about the roof, the basement, power tools. Speaking of power tools, we got a show ahead here. So I want you to jump over to our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G, because we've got a lot of details up there so you can follow along. I want to talk with our buddies over at What Tools Inside, because they're doing a giveaway and they've teamed up with Around the House with Eric G here. And we're doing this across the country. Welcome, guys. Matt and Josh from What Tools Inside.
Hey, Eric. How's it going?
Good, guys. Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, glad to be with you here today.
Well, we're having a good time, man. This has been great putting up the videos and stuff. So let's get everybody up to speed about What Tools Inside so we can get into What Tools Inside.
Yeah, you got it, man. Yeah, absolutely. So What Tools Inside is an app that people can download from any of their app stores. And what it does is every day we have a different social media or radio or television celebrity that comes on and has a box, and they open up the box, or they actually have the box, and they're able to they have a tool inside that box, and people have to guess what's in there, and they have a time period to guess that, and if they could figure out what it is in that time period, then they have a chance to win it.
I love that. It's so simple. It's free, so there's no crazy things you have to buy here to play along. You just have to guess right.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about. It's not a gimmick, right? We're giving stuff away free. The manufacturers want their stuff out there. They want advertisement on social media, and this is just a great way to do it. Yeah. Everybody wins.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, people is that always being sold to. So it's just a very fun and interactive thing to do.
I love it. And I first met you guys, I think, down with Skip and Allison down in Florida. I think the first time we crossed paths and got to hear a little bit about this, and it's always intrigued me since, and it's been fun watching it grow this big so quickly.
Yeah, and you know, it's we've made some amazing relationships over the past year with people like yourself and with Skip and a lot of the different social media guys, and it's such a great community of people that really appreciate the value of tools and what they can do for us and how they've changed over the years, and always excited to see the latest and greatest, you know.
Yeah, I just got back, a few weeks ago from Milwaukee Tools and their new products, Seminar 18 this year, which is their NPS 18, which is awesome because you get to see the craziest, newest stuff coming up for next year. And the crazy thing is every tool company is coming out with great new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. It's always new, and it's about being relevant and keeping their followers and stuff like that, up to date with the newest and best tool.
And Milwaukee's been a very good supporter of ours. Yeah. Right from the start. We give away a lot of their stuff. In fact, every Wednesday night we have a live game show that we do on Instagram and YouTube. And Milwaukee's always a regular supporter of that.
Yeah,
they have usually a tool or two that they're
a sponsor
for that.
I love that. I mean, that's serious quality tool stuff. I mean, that's something that the professionals use. And if you're a homeowner out there, that's that means you're getting a tool once that's going to last you probably a lifetime just because, it's designed for industrial use.
That's it. Yeah, it's made for the commercial application for guys who are out there, contractors out there doing it every day. So they have a lot of life in them. And then, of course, the homeowner benefits from getting a tool like that because it's the last time they'll need to buy that specific kind of tool because it lasts so long.
That's that's a great thing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what Tools Inside here. I mean, I love what you guys have going with this. What has been one of your favorite giveaways so far this last year?
Oh, that's a tough one. Josh, what do you...
I mean, we've given away some major, like monetary-wise, like some very expensive ones. I think our most expensive tool we gave away was, what, $1,700?
Yeah.
Nice.
A Fuji sprayer. A Fuji paint. A full-on, get that, Eric. A full-on HVLP sprayer, like top-of-the-line sprayer someone won from the game show.
We've given away, like, Milwaukee a couple of times has given away a miter saw, compound miter saw battery. M18 with stand, that's like $800, $900 or something.
I have that thing at home. It is a beautiful saw. I love it.
Yeah, it's perfect for trim and all the other jobs too, right? But I got to say, you know what I really appreciated last time? Just a couple of weeks ago, we did it after the show in Vegas. What's that show called? The Hardware Show?
The International Hardware.
We did a live where we introduced a bunch of smaller companies' new inventions.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was nice because those people, you know, they might not have the major money and it wasn't some of the bigger tools, but it was really cool, new, inventive tools that we were able to showcase for these guys free of charge. And so it was a really, I thought that was some of my favorite stuff, like the flipping barbecue.
nice.
Rock band. Those are some really cool stuff. I loved it.
Yeah. For heaven's sakes, you're screaming in my ear. Yeah, we're in an enclosed area here.
You're like, sounding good on the radio, guys.
And my little brother, you know, so I get to tease him a little bit and bug him. Kind of the fun stuff that we do on the show a little bit.
I guess.
No, you got to enjoy that. You got to get into it, Josh.
I love it. I love it. Well, here's the thing that I like. I just really like about this is that it's anybody can play this, and it doesn't matter where you are in the country. You just put the... Literally go into your app store or wherever you get your stuff from for your style of phone. I'm an Apple guy, so I go into my app store and get it there. But you can load this up and create an account, and now you're playing.
Yeah. Josh, why don't you tell them that we have the new feature.
The newest, if you do an update, if you already have it, then you can update it. But if you don't have it, when you download it, there's some new features on it, which is one of them is the tool of the month. So if you get 9 correct guesses throughout the month, then you're automatically entered into the tool of the month. This month is what we just talked about, actually, the compound miter saw with stand, which is like a $600-$700 value that you're entered into. So it's just a great way for everybody to get involved. Like you said, it's free. And it doesn't matter where you live in the world, actually. As long as you have an American or Canadian address, we can ship it to you.
Nice.
Matter of fact, we've had winners from Australia, Africa, all over Europe. So we've had, it's been a worldwide contest.
Yeah.
That is great. That is great. And the thing I like is that it's, you have such a wide, you know, like the giveaway this week that we're doing, there's such a wide range of things. We've got a product from Coast that the video is up on your website, the app, my Facebook. It's all over the place right now. So if you're playing along, we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. But there's such a variation of things out there, from outdoor power equipment to great woodworking tools. It's a wide range of tools.
Yeah, and we also like to change it up too, Eric. You're absolutely right. We like to change it up in that, like, for instance, next week we're doing an outdoor week.
That's right.
Right? So basically, starting Monday, it's all tools or things related to the outdoors, because, you know, we work hard, we play hard, right? So, you know, there's gonna be tents and different outdoor, like, fishing rods and things like that that are tools for the outdoors when you go and enjoy the hobbies that you like to do outside, right?
Nice. Hey, guys, we're going to go out to break here, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the current giveaway, and then I'm going to ask you a question, too, about what's the craziest thing that... here's the thing. I want to find out what some of the crazy backstories that we talk about, because I want to hear some of those stories for those listeners out there that are just learning about what Tools Inside.
You got it, man.
All right, sounds good.
All right, guys, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls as well, just as soon as Around the House returns. to Around the House with Eric G. You know, this segment is sponsored by Western Construction Systems. The Earthquake Retrofit Auction benefited Darian's Gift is a nonprofit helping families facing pediatric cancer ends June 15th at 5 p.m. You can bid on that at Western Construction Systems Facebook page today, and their CCB number is 94222. Real quick, too, I want to give out our 30 seconds outdoor cleaner that we give away this time every time. So we're going to go caller number 10. This is the hose end sprayer of our friends over 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. So you can get that on a... Geez, you can hit a second-story building with this. Just follow the directions when you use it. So caller number 10, and that number is 503-733-4101. Caller 10, 503-733-4101. Donovan's going to be in there answering your phone calls, and we're going to run them back out to our friends Matt and Josh at What Tools Inside. I am bringing them up. Are you guys both around?
Yeah, we're still here.
Excellent. Excellent, guys. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the giveaway this week and maybe give a little bit more clues, or what do you want to do? How should we talk about that? Let's have some fun.
I'd like to get right in there and tell you about it, but I'm a little distracted. That with Josh, why are you grabbing your back? You're steady grabbing your back in here. What's going on?
Yeah, oh, no, my back has been a... I went to one of those trampoline parks yesterday.
Oh,
with
no.
With my daughter. And I jumped off one of these high things. I wanted to give her, I don't know if you the popcorn where you jump her and you bounce her. Mm-hmm. I jumped off the high spot thinking, my brain was thinking, you got this. But my body was like, what are you thinking? When I landed, I just crumpled into a heap like I didn't have knees.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, like a 200-pound projectile.
Yeah, that's why I don't do those things, man. I look at those and go, you know, 20 years ago, I could have probably done something there, but I'd be like you, a little bit more of a back injury at that point.
Yeah, they should have just banned me when they saw me come in the doors.
I was sick on the sidelines. I couldn't do that kind of thing.
Nice, yeah.
I'd be going right through the mess.
Yeah, I'm the
same. We got our great giveaway that you put the video up this morning for Eric, which was awesome. It's the
nice job, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. This is a lot of fun doing this giveaway with you guys.
So, Coast is in Portland, right? Coast is your neighbor, isn't he?
Yeah, they are. I didn't even realize it. That's the crazy part is I knew we were doing something with Coast, and then I'm like, oh, I forgot they're a Portland company. So now it's like, wow, we got a neighbor. I love it.
Yeah, these guys are really big supporters. They got some really awesome, like, gear, like really good gear, solid, dependable stuff that they've been given. And today we're going to be giving away 10 winners.
I so love that.
10 people.
And so with those 10 people, I mean, this is something that everybody can use. You know, this is a daily use kind of thing for a lot of people, and I love it.
Yes, what this tool is, and in fact, Matt, I think we're going to be, because we want your listeners to get the most benefit, and because they're going to be learning, for the new people, I think we're just going to give them the number, man, aren't we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's give them the answer, for sure.
Okay, let's give them the answer. So all you people out there listening right now, this is the answer that you want to put into your WTI app so you get a chance to win this. So the secret is, this is the Polysteel 200 flashlight. Right. And this thing is super cool. I was impressed. It's so light.
It's light. It's crush proof. It's waterproof. All that stuff. So it's going wherever you are and further, actually.
Well, it's made for the Northwest here because, you know, we get wet all the time and we tend to be hard on stuff around here. It'll take what you throw at it.
That's right.
Yeah, and so we're having a year to be giving these out because everybody needs them for camping and fishing and hunting, all the stuff they like to do.
It's a great little tool. I was shocked at just the quality of it. I've got tons of flashlights, but this is definitely one of my favorites.
This thing's bright.
I was surprised.
If you like their lights, you're going to love their knives. We do a couple of those every once in a while, and those knives are really awesome. But remember, for your audience, it's Polysteel 200. Like you said, you put that in the app, and that's it. That's the model number that we're asking for. And you're entered. It's really that easy. It's pretty cool.
It is. So.
And if you don't have the app, you just have to go to the App Store and download it, and this will be your first entry.
See? It's that simple. Well, guys, too, I wanted to talk a little bit about, since we gave that away, a little bit about some of the crazy antics that you guys have seen. What are some of your crazier stories before we have to go back out to break again? I'd like to hear some stories about What Tools Inside.
Yeah, this is actually a really crazy thing for us. Was we actually ended up working with Richard Karn on a giveaway.
Nice.
I don't know if anyone remember who Richard Karn is. That's the Home Improvement, Al from the Home Improvement show, the old hit sitcom.
I don't think so, Tim.
We teamed up with Richard and Milwaukee and did a really great giveaway. It was all about building a memory, working with your children with tools around the house to kind of get them involved, get them excited about the trades, because that's a real problem right now. There's not a lot of people getting into the trades like there used to be, and you know the future of that is everybody's wondering about what's going to happen with that, because you know there's a lot of emphasis put on going to schools and colleges and universities, but you know there's a lot of people who don't appreciate that there's a really great career in the trades, and that's what this is about. We're getting them to do that, getting them to understand the benefits of it.
That is great.
That was a lot of fun.
That is super good. We've got about a minute left, guys, before we have to go out to break again. So let's talk about what tools inside, your website address, the app. Let's just kind of round it up into a nice, pretty picture for everybody so everybody can play along.
Yeah, it's really quite simple. Go to I wouldn't even talk about the website so much. Just go to the App Store, either Apple Play or Google Play, and download What Tools Inside and play today, right? Instantly. You already have your first answer. It's Polysteel 200. And enter to win.
I love it.
And we're constantly giving away new stuff.
And you can see on the Facebook and the YouTube, it's everywhere on social media as well, but you got to have the app to play. So that's the secret with this. And it's not like you're paying for an app download. Just download the thing.
It's free. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's awesome.
And like you guys said, if you play 9 times in a month, you get into that the monthly drawing.
That's right. Yeah, and that's the only way to do it. So you can watch our lives. We have some people come on and we do different games, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to meet people.
Yeah, the Wednesday night lives at 9 o'clock are a lot of fun for guys to join. We do a live game show, a lot of trivia questions, and you just type in your answers as you go, and we give away usually six or eight prizes each time.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. Have a great day. Thanks.
Eric, thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G, this is where we talk home improvement. You just missed it. We just had the friends from What Tools Inside here. We've been giving a giveaway with them, kind of partnered up right now, so it's on their national app. So if you're listening to the podcast right now, guess what? If it's on Saturday, maybe even into Sunday, you might have a chance to be able to still get in on that. So if you're listening to the podcast, go to the WTI What Tools Inside app on your phone. Get it loaded up, and you might be able to win that. So take a listen.
Remember, Polysteel 200.
That's the answer. Well, we want to get your calls. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. For more information on what I've been talking about with What Tools Inside, go over to the Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. You can go over there. And then for more information on everything else, you can go over to Around the House online.com. That's where my Morgan Day Oregon segments and our podcast and all of this stuff is kind of parked with all those players. You can catch it all right there. So that's kind of the fun stuff. Well, I wanted to give a follow-up because, you know, last week we were talking about water filtration. And again, the city of Salem has got the water issues down there with the blue-green algae toxins in there. Yeah. Well, I kind of made a decision this week, and even though I'm not in the Salem water system, I'm going to be doing some segments and stuff coming up on just earthquake preparedness, storm preparedness, things like that. So I went out and got decided to get the Proper Big, so the PROPUR. Just say brand name, you know what it is. It's one of the two that I like out there because it'll take out just about anything you need to with that. So I'm going to try that thing out and give it a whirl. One thing I do like about it, I used to have one of the Berkey filters This thing is more compact, but it still holds 2.75 gallons, which I like about it because the other one was so big. It was like having the other one was like stacking two water jugs like from your water cooler on top of each other. That was kind of hard to navigate.
Don't know where to put it.
Well, it's huge. I mean, if you put it on the countertop, it's like this big glaring thing in your kitchen. And this is stainless and pretty and, you know, nicely built. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works. But so far, so good.
Well, in the pictures online, they look pretty big. But you were just telling me during the break there that they're really not. They don't take up a whole lot of space.
No, it's, you know, it. Julie's not going to give me a hard time about that being in the kitchen. Let's put it that way.
There we go.
So even though I'll be taking up a little bit of her countertop space, it's not going to be too bad. So anyway, calls in the studio here if you want to talk home improvement, because we want to talk inside, outside. I don't care what you're doing within the house. This is what we do here. And so that's 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And the segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. And there's CCB number 593. Also want to do a little house cleaning work here, too. Mike was our winner in the last segment for the 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner hose and sprayer. So it's super cool. I love those guys at 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. And good product.
And if you missed out on it, we will be giving out another one next hour. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. Next week's going to be fun. We're going to have, I'm going to be out at Moen Machinery next week. And we'll be doing stuff out there. So we're going to have a live remote. So if you're around the Portland area, you want to come by and say hi, next week head over to Moen Machinery in Gresham, because we'll be doing the show live from here. So that's a good time to come down, say hi. If you got a home improvement project you're working on during breaks, bring some pictures down. Bring the iPad. Let's talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, let's get you on air. We'll talk about what you're doing.
There we go. It's kind of fun when you got pictures and you're standing there. So come on down and say hi. So, well, hey, did you see this week? Lead paint got some people in trouble.
Yeah, some people that a lot of us know fairly well.
You know, I love the show, but I've always wondered what happened because, you know, I do construction for a living. This is as a designer. This is one of the things that I do. And I notice sometimes I'm like, man, they must just pick homes that have no positive lead paint, because you don't see the kind of the procedures nationally being followed. And now we found out why. So this week I saw that HDTV stars Chip and Joanna Gaines reached a settlement with the EPA over alleged violations of the Toxic Substances Control Act and lead renovation repair and painting rule. Lead paint rule. I'm going to break that down. We'll get it out of EPA talk and put it down to that. So, you know, their company Magnolia Homes agreed to pay $160,000 for the violations, which stem from work done in 2015 on 33 properties. So, really, they also agreed to pay a civil penalty of $40,000. So, that's costing them $200,000 for that.
For not testing.
For not testing and following the lead paint rules. So, and that's the EPA. This is federal stuff, guys. So, I'm sorry. You hear me getting on the soapbox with this a lot. But,
it's not something to mess around with.
They went after them for it. And that lead paint stuff, if you're working on a home but prior to 1978, you should be testing it. And as a homeowner, again, I'm just going to say this again. When you're hiring a contractor, and especially a painting contractor, make sure they're lead paint certified. Now, here's the other thing. If they're going to be going in and removing a ton of lead paint, you should be looking for a company that does lead paint abatement, which is a different license than someone who's just regularly lead paint certified. So that's an abatement company versus somebody that's able to work on your home prior to 1978. And I don't care what state you're in, you can go onto your state website and take a look and see if they are lead paint certified by looking at their state license. Do the research, make sure they do it. There's lead paint warnings. There's all these different things that they have to follow when they do these things for keeping that lead paint kind of in your house and keeping it so it's not all over the place. I mean, I saw, and I've told this story before, but I saw in Seattle when it first came out that there was a, you know, somebody hired a painting company to come in and do the outside of their house. Well, they came around and pressure washed it and knocked off these big, huge chunks of lead paint on the outside of the house. Neighbor saw it, got mad, called in, and they ended up going around and having to excavate the soil and haul it off as hazardous materials, as well as the $30,000 per occurrence fine that happened. And I think every day that they worked was an occurrence.
Oh, goodness.
And that's, you know, that's the thing with this Chip and Joanna Gaines thing. I mean, I love the show. There's great design principles in there. They do a pretty good job with it. And their budget numbers for the Texas market are pretty realistic, which is fairly rare for home improvement television, you know. And when you see that, they negotiated that down because that was probably a... That's 33 properties, probably $30,000 a day if they wanted to play really hardball. And you can kind of see what that is going to be.
That number's getting big.
It's getting really big. And so they negotiated that back. So that's one of the things there that you got to keep in mind, that these things can get really expensive really quick. And there's lots of rules out there from, you know, I said about this on a Facebook post on earlier this week on Around the House with Eric G on there, that when you think about this stuff, there's so many rules you need to pay attention to from the new, I mean, now with the new ladder rules out there from the, from OSHA, you know, anything over 6 feet high, you start talking about being tied off. You know, if you're above a 6 foot high ladder, you need to be tied off on a roof or things like that. So there's a lot of these new rules out there that contractors are really having to stay on top of their game to stay on top of, from that to the silica dust, you know, beach sand that can cause silicosis. You know, there's a lot of these little rules out there. And trust me, all it takes is one neighbor to be upset because they've got a cloud of dust coming over. And you can have some fines over there. And if you hired a handyman, here's where the problem gets in. If you hired a handyman to do this stuff and you've got the wrong person working on your house, you're the employer now. So if you hired that unlicensed handyman, what happens is, as they're coming out there, they're doing the work, maybe they fall off the roof. That's your problem. You're the employer. You just paid that guy $200 cash to clean out your gutters. Guess what? You're the employer and you're responsible for him. And if he got hurt bad, that's an expensive mistake for you, because if you would have hired somebody that had the insurance and the license and bond, that's their employee. And that's one little ticket that you need to remind. Also, when you're looking online, here's another little tip for hiring contractors for doing this kind of stuff. Take a look and see if they're able to hire employees. This is a big one. So if you go over to, for instance, the Oregon CCB number, you look it up, get on there, you can see if they can actually hire employees on there. And if they come over and say, hey, this is my employee, Jim, guess what? If he's not supposed to have an employee, then he's not probably, that contractor is not paying for the labor and industry stuff for that, which means they're probably not covered by that insurance. So a lot of little tips on that. When in doubt, do a little research. And what I like is, no matter what state you're in, you can call that in and ask those questions to that state agency to help you out. We come back, we'll be taking all your calls, 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G, little Ronnie James Dio. Gotta love that.
Little mix there with Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dio covering Aerosmith. Don't get to see that every day. Well, welcome back to the show here. We're talking home improvement. If you missed earlier on, we had What Tools Inside. So if you're still listening to the show here, you're just joining us, you want to go over to your What Tools Inside app and put in, we gave away the secret for that. You gotta listen.
You got to know the answer.
You know the answer. So the answer actually is, I'm going to give it one more time, Polysteel 200. So if you want to win that flashlight, they're giving away 10 of them. So head over to the What Tools Inside app, or just cruise over to the Facebook page Around the House with Eric G, and you can see a little bit more about it over there. Well, I wanted to talk this week. Let me get the numbers out here first, 877-733-1011. I want to get your call and talk about your projects, because we're getting into those summertime projects now where you're building the deck, you're fixing the fence, you're doing something out there. We're here to help. There's a lot of new cool tools and products out there that maybe we can get you steered in the right direction and save you a few steps and make it look even better than what it is. You know, the thing here is that I put on last year one of the Ratio sprinkler timers.
Yeah, so
we talked about it a few times on here.
Yeah, here in Portland right now, we're actually seeing thunderstorms. So I'm kind of curious, how does that work?
So this sprinkler timer goes off Bluetooth, and so it hooks in like every other sprinkler timer does, but it looks and predicts the weather. So it looks at the, like this week, for instance, you know, it's been watering my lawn. We've been in a pretty decent drought here in Portland. It's been really dry for this time of year. So we haven't had that kind of rain. Well, what I did is I hooked this thing up last year, and okay, this is cool. It works great. Well, like yesterday, I got an email from my sprinkler timer that said, hey, we modified your rain schedule because we have coming up, we have all these new rainstorms coming, so we're not going to do anything there. So it stopped the watering schedule, anticipating the rain, and then when it rained last night, it came in this morning and said, yep, it rained. I'm not going to run your sprinklers again today either. And so it really kind of anticipates and plans for the water coming in. The other thing I like about it, too, is it's easy to set up because what you can do, and this isn't a commercial because they're not paying me a dime for this, but what I like about it is you can adjust each sprinkler setting. So you go to setting number one, is it sandy soil, is it clay soil, is it shrubs, is it grass? You can fine-tune to how much water goes down there. If it's clay soil, it might run that cycle on that station for two or three times to let it soak in, give it a break, come back, run it again, and it'll do that. So it's going to save you water and not just run it off the side of the yard or something. What I like about this is, for instance, let's say you're in the Tri-Cities, because Portland here, we don't have irrigation systems that are, we have our drinking water system where our sprinkler system's hooked into it. The Tri-Cities, for instance, all you people out there in KONA country, let's say you're in Kennewick, you might be getting your water for your lawn from the Kennewick Irrigation District. That's non-potable water that comes out of a ditch that is pressurized, that sometimes has some junk in it that comes through. You'll have, you know, weeds and things like that, so you got to be careful with your filters, but when we get into drought situations, they might come out and say, okay, your watering schedule is from this time on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from noon to two or whatever you got to do. That's the time that you can water your lawn. So you can set this up to do that, to follow that schedule so you don't get busted by the water police. But if you're in Richland, for instance, they're mostly over there on city water. So you're paying for the water you're using by the gallon. So this can, you can do the same thing with that as well. So it'll work for all those different systems, and they work out well. And I was just really surprised that it knew that we were going to get over a half inch of rain, and then it really did a great job of throttling that back. I don't like paying for water in Portland. It's expensive here anyway for water, but I don't like walking out, and I had this the year before. You walk out, it's pouring rain, and your sprinklers are running. It's like, what is going on?
What's the point?
Yeah, I don't like spending dumb money that way. So I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page so you know what I'm talking about there. It's going to be a cool little post about it. You can see what it is, but they've got a new one that just came out, which I like, because if you've got like my house, for instance, it's going to have to be replumbed one of these days. I've got the CPVC piping in it, and I can't stand the stuff. It is leaves me hanging all the time. I've got one of the, I think this stuff might've sat outside for a while when it was built in the 90s, and it fails all the time. I mean, I've been in this house for a year now, 14 months.
About, yeah.
Yeah. And we've already had two complete pipe failures in the crawl space.
No.
Not frozen. No. This is just, you know, a piece busting loose on its own.
Just failing.
You know, just failing. You know, nothing bumped it, nothing, just failing. So I hate the stuff. Well, this, their new Series 3 sprinkler controller, you can actually mount, I don't have this, I have the Series 2, you can mount a flow meter that you get with that, and the flow meter works, and it'll tell you when you have a leak on your phone, which is kind of cool. When we come back, we'll dive into hour number two, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.